Hi, my name is Ariana Hernandez, and welcome to my podcast. This is the third time I've now recorded this, because I keep on forgetting to save it, but here you go, one last shot to this. Okay, so my essential question is, why we don't make education our number one priority and how we can change that. So let me just get this real quick. Here we go. Okay. So one of my questions is why don't countries make education their number one priority? How are kids impacted, and how can I or we as a community change this? The purpose of my project was to let everyone know that education should be everyone's number one priority. When I mean by everyone's, I'm talking about countries. Like, most countries, that should be the number one priority, education. How we the people who have access to school should take advantage of it? Because honestly, in my every day-to-day life, like, I see kids just like walking around the classes and like not going to class. And I feel like that's really, like, really, really bad, because we don't take advantage of the time we have. And the time we do have, we goof off. We use it to goof off. We, like, use it to, like, not our advantage. Like, we use it for stupid things that don't even matter. My end product is for hopefully making people realize that we should take advantage of what we have access to, and hopefully make education our number one priority to educate many around the world. But I know this sounds stupid and like blah blah blah, but like, most people don't care about this, and I feel like we really should care, because not everyone has education, and the people who don't, who do, like people who, like me, like, I have education, half of the time I don't really take advantage of it, and, like, it's dumb, because I should be taking advantage of it, but I don't, because I don't realize that the time we have is, like, precious, and, like, we need it to be able to succeed, because half my friends that were at this school have dropped out, and it's crazy how many kids drop out. In the U.S., having a budget with $60 billion a year for education systems, with a total of 105.1 million kids who attend school, with our population in the U.S. being close to, if I'm not wrong, even more, 327.2 million people, and there's 1.2 million dropouts a year. That equals to be about 7,000 kids per day that drop out. And I know I shouldn't be comparing ourselves to, like, Mexico or anything, but, like, I want to do it in the purpose of just project. So I'm going to compare ourselves to Mexico. Mexico's budget is $20 billion. Sorry. The total kids who attend school are 26.6 million. Mexico's population is, if I'm not right, close to or about more, 129.2 million. That's 700,000 dropouts each year, which is a lot less than what we do. And it's crazy to think about that, because back to what I was saying, I have a lot of friends who already dropped out of high school, and it's just like, why? Like, you're already halfway done. Like, half of my friends that dropped out are juniors, and they were halfway done, and they just couldn't wait to drop out. Why does this matter now? because our world is in need for change, and with proper education, I feel like it could happen, like, with the things that are going on now with, like, what's it called? Global warming and stuff like that. I feel like if people, like take the right steps to it and, like, do something right towards it, then maybe it could change and maybe it could stop. How does it impact others? It impacts others, people, and countries by not having the proper education systems, and people slash kids need education to succeed in life. Without education, obviously, you're not succeeding. So I went to Mexico a couple weeks ago, and when I was there, I realized that there was kids lined up at the border. Like, I'm talking, like, 1,000 kids plus. Like, their kids, their parents were just dropping them off at the border and then, like, going in line and waiting there, like, an hour till they could open it, like, the border to pass by. And it was just crazy to me how those kids, like, travel a long time to get to school, and us having school here 5 minutes away, a minute away, like, a mile away, like, don't go. Like, it's just crazy to me how there's kids in other countries who are, like, dying to have an education, and we're here sitting doing nothing half the time. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I really don't take advantage of it as well, and I really want to change that next year for my school year. I really want to take advantage of what I have and do good and actually, like, be able to graduate, like, not only, like, just graduate, but graduate with honors, because I feel like I can do it. And if other people see that, I mean, I can do it, like, obviously, I mean, other people are gonna want to do it, you know. And it's just like, I feel like I could, I know it sounds crazy, but I could probably change a lot of ways, like, kids study and, like, do stuff around the school, which is crazy to me, but I want to do that. And this is what drew me to making this 20% time project about why we don't take advantage of school. So, this being the end of my podcast, thanks for listening, and yeah, bye.